Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
New Yorkers are still squabbling over snow removal or the lack of it, while the rest of the country seems to have moved on to a national debate over President Obama's comments about ex-con football star Michael Vick. We're going to check in on that story later. But we begin with news about Afghanistan that's bound to add to a roiling debate over accountability in war. An official Army investigation into the Battle of Wannat, in which 9 American soldiers were killed, reverses the findings of an earlier report that high-level commanders were largely responsible, and instead places blame on boots-on-the-ground soldiers. Washington Post reporter Greg Jaffe broke this story and joins us. And Greg, Wannat was a remote army outpost in the Pesh Valley on the border with Pakistan. 200 Taliban overran the base in July 2008. Now, these reports are called histories. Does this new one literally rewrite the history of this battle?
You know, it certainly changes it. It's 180 degrees different from the earlier history. And I think it sort of reflects this growing consensus in the Army that we can't be in the business of second-guessing commanders for battlefield decisions, particularly those made under pressure.
Well, the initial report was reviewed by General David Petraeus, who concluded that higher-level officers were derelict in their duty and should be reprimanded, but those officers appealed. The Army reversed that decision. When that happened last June, we spoke with retired Army Colonel David Brostrom. Now, he pushed the Army to investigate Wannat because his son, First Lieutenant Jonathan Brostrom, was killed there. And here's part of what Colonel Brostrom told us when the decision was made not to reprimand these high-level officers.
My son's platoon became critically short on water, and they were critically short on defensive material, which never arrived. And then on the fourth day, they were attacked by over 200 insurgents.
Greg Jaffe, you write that the initial report also made those observations, that these troops had been neglected, really. What does the new report say?
The new report really says, look, war is unpredictable and difficult, and bad things happen. And it tends to focus much more on the sort of the micro platoon level detail, which is essentially Lieutenant Brostrom's son, and says, you know, he probably didn't put the observation post, which is designed to sort of give troops early warning of an attack. You know, he put it in the wrong place and made a couple of other sort of small tactical errors with regard to where they placed mortar systems, which are these defensive systems that they use to keep the enemy back. And it really focuses on those sort of micro details.
So the new report not only absolves the high commander, but it blames the boots on the ground, including the son of the man who's been pushing for an investigation. You've spoken to Colonel Brostrom about this new report. What are his thoughts?
I mean, he's very upset about it. He feels like, look, they're taking the easy route, which is to blame the person who's dead, who can't speak out. I think his biggest frustration is, you know, he's a former Army officer. He actually loves the Army a good bit. I think his frustration is he wants the Army to take a hard look at itself and sort of learn the lessons from the mistakes it made there. And he thinks that, you know, this final history doesn't do that.
Well, in fact, even if his son did make a mistake in the placement of the observation post, hasn't the Army in effect acknowledged that the whole operation was a mistake? This battle represented a strategy the military is backed away from, pulling out of these remote outposts. We know this through your reporting and Sebastian Younger's documentary, Restrepo. So how does this new report jive with the fact that the Army does seem to be saying that, you know, overall, the strategy, the work of the high commanders, was wrong?
One of the unfortunate things about the official Army history is that it didn't really address the bigger questions of why were we in the Pesh Valley and the Wago Valley and Wannat to begin with? And how did we sort of come to realize that it was a mistake?
Yeah.
It's even more unfortunate that I think here we are, you know, 2 years later, and we're still struggling and scrapping in the Pesh Valley, even though I think, you know, you talk to a lot of senior commanders in Afghanistan now, and the phrase I heard was, this is largely an irrelevant valley. But, you know, we're still fighting and dying there 2 years on. Mm-hmm. And I think that reflects some of the problems in the history that we have a hard time sort of looking at these sort of larger strategic level decisions because we sort of focus on the very tactical.
Well, meanwhile, Colonel Brostrom, the father, is going to meet in January with Army historians at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. He wants them to further revise the history of this battle. But on a bigger picture level, you remind us that the families have been told that one of the reasons these letters of reprimand against these high commanders were withdrawn is that the Army felt that that would have a chilling effect on battlefield commanders. It might make it harder for them to make these difficult decisions in times of war. But might this new report have the same effect on troops on the ground?
You know, I think troops on the ground, they fight in the moment. Sebastian's documentary, Restrepo, shows this so brilliantly. And they fight for each other. And they really don't think about broader policy issues in Afghanistan. They don't think about what's going on in the Pentagon. I mean, they barely think what's going on at the battalion level. So I think they'll block it out.
That's Washington Post reporter Greg Jaffe. You can read his breaking story about the Battle of Wanat in Afghanistan at hereandnow.org. And by the way, Greg, as we hear, you are on vacation with your family, and we appreciate your taking some time to talk to us. Thank you.
Thank you very much.